Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today are a couple of stories about a very, very dedicated mother. Once there was a couple in Veletnik, a little village somewhere in Europe, and unfortunately, they did not get along very well. The husband and wife did not have shalom bayis. They did not have peace in the home. In fact, things got so bad that the woman left her husband. Later, when she was faced with a lot of pressure to go back to her husband, she told her Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael of Veletnik, that if the tzaddik promised that she would be blessed with children as great as he, she would return to her husband. That was the deal, she said. I'll only go back to him if the Rebbe will promise me that I will have children as great as him. Is that so? Asked the tzaddik. Okay. If you will be like my mother, then you will surely have children like she did. And then he shared the following two stories about his righteous mother. One time, when his mother was lighting Shabbos candles, she was crying so much. I don't know what she was crying about, but usually when a person cries, it shows that they're very sincere. So that, I think, is what we can assume, that she was very, very sincere in her doing the mitzvah. She cried so much that her tears accidentally put out the flames. When she opened her eyes and saw what had happened, she was now very, very upset. Ay, ay, ay. She actually, accidentally, put out the flames of the Shabbos candles. And now she cried even more. A miracle suddenly happened, and the candles were miraculously relit by Hashem. That's story number one. So we see that she was a very, very special person. Her sincerity in lighting Shabbos candles was so great that she cried with such tears that her tears, there were so many tears that they actually put out the candles. But then when she cried over having put out the candles, which of course is, in this case, an accidental sin, Hashem miraculously relit the candles for her. So we see that she was a very righteous person. Story number two, when she was a young woman, she was unfortunately, lo aleinu, widowed, meaning that her husband passed away, and she had to work very hard to support her five children. Soon, the work became too hard for her, and she became sick. As she lay in bed, she was now very worried. How would she feed her children without being able to earn money? So she asked her son, Yisrael, please hand her a big sefer from the shelf. The book was a sefer called the Rif. It's a commentary on the Gemara. And it has in it a collection of all the halachas in the Gemara. It's not really so much a commentary on the Gemara. It's a collection of all the halachas in the Gemara. Now, she did not understand what it said. She wasn't able to read the Hebrew. But she knew it was a holy sefer. So she took the book in her hands and said, holy letters, rise up before the Ribbono Shel Olam, the master of the world, and daven for me that I should recover and be able to feed my little children. And sure enough, soon she recovered. Now, I don't know what happened to the original wife in the beginning of the story, because she wanted a bracha that her children should be as righteous as him, as the tzaddik of Yisrael Veletnik. But the tzaddik said, fine, if you will be like my mother. So was she able to be like his mother? I don't know. The story doesn't tell us that. But probably she tried very hard, and perhaps she succeeded. In any case, us too, we're not tzaddikim, we're ordinary people. But we have to try our very hardest at learning Torah and doing mitzvahs and bringing the geula. May it come immediately and really immediately. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.